Lions podcast, a special edition today. Brad Lindsay here, joined again by Dan Cole. Dan, welcome this morning.
Top of the morning to you, Brad.
All right. So I have a question for you, Dan. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Dr. Robert Lowry, the great hymn writer and Baptist pastor, wrote Shall We Gather at the River after being very depressed by a very hot and humid day in New York City? He decided to take a nap, and while he was fighting the heat and humidity, he started thinking about that clear crystal river that flows out of the throne of the Lamb. Did you know that?
I did not.
You did not know that, but you do know of something that's upcoming here at the church.
I do.
Which is why this is a special edition of the Hymns Podcast.
That was a wonderful introduction.
So we are talking today about several events that are upcoming for the month of October. Why is the month of October so important here, Dan?
Well, primarily because it's the month that we celebrate the Reformation, but also we've got, speaking of other events, we've got a concert that's coming up tomorrow, actually, October 1st. Mm. Our First Friday's organ concerts with Thomas Russell, our organist, and he's going to be accompanied by Dr. Justin Robinson this Friday, and they're going to be doing a 30-minute recital of all trumpet and organ music. Both of them very fine musicians and very godly men, so it should be a wonderful program.
So 12:30 in the sanctuary here at First Press.
12:30 in the sanctuary, and then there's a 12 o'clock lunch in Jackson Hall that Chef Rich puts together for these recitals and concerts. So
lunch, music, and a special concert featuring our own Thomas Russell and Dr. Justin Robinson.
Correct.
Tomorrow, which will be Friday, October 1st.
Correct.
So that kicks off the month of October on a strong note. Talk about some of the other events upcoming.
Well, the major event that would be forthcoming is the Reformation Sunday evening worship service. As you know, Reformation Sunday is always commemorated. It's a commemoration of Luther's posting of the 95 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg, the university church door in Wittenberg. Luther was actually just calling for a debate about some theological issues, and then, as you know, it created quite a
debate,
a firestorm. There are some debates that actually whether that October 31st date was accurate. And one of Luther's own letters he writes, he mentions All Saints Day, which is November 1st. However, the celebration of Saints Days actually starts the evening before. So it would make sense that it was probably the 31st. But so we'll be able to have a program that evening celebrating the Reformation. And the celebration of the Reformation has been something that's been going on really since Luther's own day. There's evidence, there's a letter that Luther himself wrote, which indicates that the day was celebrated. And then there was also a significant celebration, musical celebration, that lasted 3 days for the 100th anniversary in the Dresden court. And much of the music for that event was composed by a very, very important Baroque composer, very influential to all of the musicians that followed, particularly Bach. But Heinrich Schütz was at the center of the composition for music that was written for the Dresden court. And it was a three-day celebration. It was an extensive celebration, and it was also fairly musically elaborate. There were, I think, 18 trumpets, two kettle drums. There were two organs. There were also two regals, which are basically portable organs, a whole slew of instrumentalists, a slew of singers. So it was really quite a festival. And but ours will top it because we have three timpani, not just two. But we will have eight brass players, and we will have our youth chorus and our chancel choir. And
So ours will be a large celebration as well.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
I don't know, Dan, can you give us maybe a feel for a few of the pieces that we will be hearing and maybe even singing along with that night?
You know, one of the challenges of putting this together is how do you do something that's really celebratory within the context of a worship service? And so I think initially we thought it would be a kind of a celebratory concert, but it's moved more towards really the direction of a worship service. And the idea is that it's going to take the form after Martin Bucer's communion service in Strasbourg. Now, we're not actually having communion, but we're just using that service as a form for this worship service. And Bucer's, the reason for that is Bucer's congregation, Butte's church was known in Strasbourg for very hearty congregational singing. And in fact, this strong congregational singing that influenced some of the other reformers, but also led to the publication of many hymnals.
And we probably won't get into today the importance of having hymnals.
Correct.
And being able to reference those and read those and be encouraged by those even when we're not singing together. But the hymnal itself, such a revolutionary movement in the church, in our singing and singing together. Our pieces that evening, and we'll sing A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Name a couple of the other hymns that we'll sing together.
Yeah, so all of the music is going to be psalmody or paraphrases on psalmody. So we're going to sing Johannes Brahms' setting of How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place, Psalm 84. We're going to sing an arrangement by John Rutter of A Mighty Fortress, which honestly we've probably sung every year since I've been here. I've tried finding better arrangements, and I just don't think that one exists. So that's a wonderful celebratory piece, setting up of that hymn. We're going to sing a setting of Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Psalm 103, which is also a very important and influential psalm in the Reformation and in Reformation worship. We're going to sing the classic Vaughan Williams setting of the Old 100th. Again, yes. Probably have done that every year. And again, it's just simply hard. Sometimes it's just simply hard to find something that improves upon on these pieces. We're going to do a wonderful setting of Psalm 47 by Gerald Finzi, British composer, mid-century, which really highlights the organ, shows off the organ. And also our youth and chancel choir are going to sing a setting by Craig Courtney of Psalm 23, which is a little more intimate, beautiful setting. And then we'll close with a beautiful setting of Praise to the Lord the Almighty, arranged by Robert Powell. So
sounds absolutely heavenly.
Yeah. One of the things, thinking about celebration in Dresden, one of the things that characterized that celebration was antiphonal singing between the choirs and the congregation. While there were a lot of choral singers in that event, the congregational singing was equally as important. So hopefully this will have some of that character as well. So several of the things we're going to be singing are congregational. I think we have four psalms that are congregational, and that actually lines up with Butzer's service. He would have had four congregational either hymns or psalms in his service.
And I would encourage anyone, as you listen to this broadcast, if you do not come on every Sunday night, make a special attempt to be there that evening. It's going to be an absolutely amazing service. And again, not just marking the Reformation, but marking our community in Christ, what Jesus Christ has done for us, and what we have to look forward to as we spend our time in heaven together worshiping Almighty God. And this will be just a foretaste of that amazing time when we spend eternity together in heaven. Again, the concert tomorrow with Thomas and Justin, organ and trumpet on October 1st, and then this amazing event coming up on October 31st. Dan, thanks so much for letting us know about this.
Thank you very much, Brad.
And thanks for joining us on this special edition of the Hymns Podcast.